Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I'm trying something, and you tell me if it works.
Okay.
Obviously, there's been all sorts of rumors around this place about what's going to happen here at WFAN. It's a very sensitive subject, and I commend the guys in the middays. They've been doing a great job the last 2 days under, like, horrible circumstances. So I went to ChatGPT and said, can you ask a question for Tiki, Evan, Sean, and Loogie around the rumors that most people want to know, and then we could give answers.
Okay.
So I went to ChatGPT, and I typed it in, and I said, can you go on Twitter, go on social media, and find the questions people want to ask Tiki, Evan, Loogie, and Sean?
Okay.
So this is what it's come up with, and I'm going to ask the question, and you got to give answers now.
Okay.
All right? You got we're not commenting this. You got to give an answer. It's only going to be one question each, maybe two, depending on how we feel about it. So, Tommy, would you like to go first?
Not particularly.
Damn it. All right, I'll ask. This is the one for Tiki. Tiki got the softest freaking question. I can't believe this. And this is based on what people are saying on social media. Are you ready for this question?
I am.
I'm so pissed because mine is a little different. Mine's loaded as all hell.
Right.
Tiki's question was, how much input do you typically get when the station is considering a lineup change?
like the Jackson Dart coach?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
unless it's pertaining to me, none.
Well, can I follow up then on ChatGPT?
Go ahead.
Did you have input on this rumored lineup change?
This current one?
The one that's rumored to eventually happen.
Yes, I did.
You did? Oh, Jesus, I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Reminder, this was your idea, Evan, this exercise.
I had no idea.
Okay.
All right, Tommy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Who would you rather work with, Evan Roberts or Craig Carton?
Come on.
That's the freaking question.
You got to answer the question, man.
You're like a child in a divorce.
I know, and both got... ask Sean the next question.
You don't want Sean's question.
No. Ask Sean the question. Let me think about it.
All right. Yeah. Here's the question for Sean. Hey, Tubby, are you going to keep your job?
That's the question?
Tubby? That's what ChatGPT said. It's amazing. Tiki gets the, do you have input?
Yes.
Loogie gets the, Craig and Evan are fighting over you question.
Which, trust me, is the opposite.
And Sean gets, hey, Tubby, are you sticking around?
Well, what is the exact question?
Hey, Tubby, are you going to continue to work with Evan and Tiki?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not, are you keeping your job? Okay. As far as I know, yes.
All right.
Thank you, Sean. The second part of my question.
Okay, well, which was what?
Keep your damn hands off my show.
Damn.
Oh, look at him. Listen.
That's crazy.
You got me in the sweet, Tiki. I'll bend the knee.
Tommy, are you ready?
Not particularly. Because I feel a little...
What are you afraid of?
It's not a matter of afraid of. And the answer is boring, and the people that love to gossip aren't going to love the answer, but I feel loyalty to both of you. I started out on Boomer and Carton.
What a cop-out.
No, but Teak, it's reality, though.
I know,
and in many ways, I wouldn't be sitting here without Boomer, without Craig, without you too, Evan. So you're asking me to pick between two people that have meant a lot to my career.
Do you know what my question's going to be, jackass?
Yeah, who do you like more as a partner? Joe Beningo, Tiki Barber, or Craig Carton? Yeah,
pretty much. So but it's, if you know that's coming for me,
I think
hey,
it's
Evan,
a little
did you
easier
want to work with Craig again? Like, what?
I think it's a little easier for you to answer your question.
Oh, is it?
Than it is for mine.
How's it so easy?
Yeah, I don't want to get in. No comment. No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Just answer the damn question.
I don't want to answer the question.
All right. I'll answer the question.
Everybody else talked about this
today. I gave you my. I gave you why it's a difficult answer.
Didn't you say you'd rather stick with us? Isn't that what you just said? You don't want to work with Craig. You don't want him to make you get soup or food or whatever he would make you do in this hypothetical world where he returns.
But now you think you're over the Dewboy stage? Is that why?
The what stage?
The Dewboy. Are you?
Oh,
Dewboy.
Meaning the, in Craig's eyes, probably yes. Never over that stage.
So then the answer is you wouldn't want to work with him. That's it's fine. He's not going to take it personal.
You know what? Let me be Pat Leonard in this situation. That's your question to that?
Yeah.
Tommy, are you scared of Craig Carton?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Hello, SNY. What a great introduction. Yes, Tommy, are you scared of Craig Carton?
I preferred the no comment game that we played yesterday. I'm not afraid of
Craig. It was easy
Craig.
When it was yesterday.
Well, this is the ChatGPT question.
I'm not scared of Craig.
The question was, hey, Evan, did you want to do Carton and Roberts again? Here's my answer. All right? This is a very political piece. No, I'm going to be honest. I loved working with Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make something clear. He's the one who left me, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't leave. He left. And when he left, which I respected and I had no problem with, I looked to get married again.
Yep, and I invited him over to my nice bar in my basement.
Tiki's got big knockers.
And then we made love.
There it is.
And now I'm married. So for my ex-wife to come back and say, oh, you want to sleep with me again? I mean, I have no problem with a one-night stand here and there, but I'm married. But it doesn't mean I didn't have incredible joy doing that program.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, and I hope you as my new wife don't take this personal.
I do not at all.
If he never left, we'd still be together making beautiful music. Right?
Great answer.
Which, not my fault. So there you go, Tommy. That's how you answer a freaking question. Did I answer the question?
You did.
Okay.
I don't know what the question was.
Yeah, what was the question?
Can I ask you a question then, Evan?
Well, this is from... Okay, you want to follow up?
Yeah. Who wants to marry me? Is there any takers? Then I'll marry you.
Hold on, let me get
you
this square.
You know what I mean? You're putting me in this spot where it's like, well, is anybody like trying to put a ring on it?
So if I say, Tiki and I would love to keep you, and Craig reportedly marches back in here and says, give me Tommy. You would do what?
I would go to the person that would want me over the person that says, give me this person.
So he wants more money, is what he said.
Okay. Bobby, nothing wrong with that. He's a Met fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you. I think the answer is clearly he would want to be with us. Yeah. He's just afraid to of insulting Craig.
Well, we got to play the political game now.
I mean, right. You're playing politics right now. You're not even worried about the election. You're just playing the politics.
Playing the long game.
I have to admit, and I'm very self-reflective, I didn't like this. I don't think ChatGPT did a good job asking us questions. So I'm not sure what it is. But tomorrow, right at this very time, I'm going to come up with a bet. I may have to make a phone call, but I'm going to get someone else to ask us questions.
Nice.
And I'm not sure who it is. Maybe it's Luke Russert, who's very good at that. I don't know. Maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's somebody we haven't heard from in 6 months.
I spoke to Robert Sala last night.
Not him. He's not asking the questions. Someone else. We'll come up with that a little bit later on. By the way, very important before we get back to the sports, Joe Beningo, speaking of partners I love.
Yeah. I just went back to my first one. We still got him. Yeah, you cheat with him every week.
I sleep with Joe weekly. It's wonderful. Joe Beningo said something on Monday when he joined us, and it was a very passing comment, but it really rang with me yesterday as I heard Giant fans freaking out about Joe Shane. Joe Beningo, when he joined Tiki and I, which he does every Monday after a Jet game in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, really, it's every day after a Jet game.
That's the way to phrase it.
Right.
Joe said something. Now, Tommy, before you jump ship and go work on Craigie's new show, can you play this quick clip of Joe Beningo? If you don't have it, that's fine. I'll step up and get it from my phone. But it's very, very important because this clip, I think, will lead to a debate amongst everybody. This was Joe Beningo on his own talking about the future of the New York Jets.
This is about the best that I have felt about the direction of this franchise in a long time.
That's pretty high praise.
Yeah.
So earlier
and
today,
why? You don't have the quarterback yet. So how could you feel like this is the best you've ever felt?
It's,
in a long time.
I think it's the coach and the guys playing for the coach. So it prompted me to put out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poll question about 35 minutes ago, which was answered with a lot of questions about WFAN. And that was, who has a brighter future, the New York Giants or the New York Jets? Because there is not one Giant fan I've heard over the course of the coach being fired, the GM doing a press conference, utter the words that Joe B. uttered. He uttered, I have not felt this good about the future of this franchise in a long time. So he represents some Jet fans, not all.
Yeah.
He's telling you that. Giant fans are telling you it's the end of the world and they have to fire everybody.
Despite having the quarterback they think of the future, or we think of the future. By the way, I'm off the Giants winning more games than the Jets now.
Oh, you give up?
It's over.
Wow.
Just poured that one out there out of nowhere.
Yeah, just quit that one.
Okay.
Because the Jets feel like they can steal some games.
I agree.
And I don't know if the Giants can.
Who has a brighter future?
I'm going to say the Giants.
You're going to say the Giants. By the way,
mainly because of the quarterback.
The poll results were 64% Giants, just so we have at least a number.
Right.
And look, do I probably have more Jet fans following me on social media? Maybe. But a lot of Jet fans are negative. So those Jet fans may be voting Giants because of the quarterback.
Because of the quarterback. You just can't help but think the quarterback is the one of, not the biggest, because obviously there's so much more that goes into making a team successful. But it's one of the biggest pieces of making a team successful. And the Giants have their guy.
Sean, who has a brighter future?
It's not homers. It's the Giants just because of the quarterback.
Time out. Earlier today, what grade did you give Joe Shane?
I gave him a flat C.
And you also, I asked you yesterday, do you think Joe Shane will return as the general manager of the New York Giants? And your answer was what?
My answer was, yes.
He mimed me.
I mimed you.
You mimed Tiki. You said yes.
Yes.
So I want to get this straight before we continue this conversation. The Giants are 2-11. Their GM over the last 4 years gets a C grade.
Yeah.
You don't have a head coach. You also believe the GM you want fired is going to be returning and now leading this coaching search. How is that something that exudes more confidence than the Jets, who at least as of right now, they have a coach, they have a GM. Like, doesn't it kind of feel contradictory?
No, actually, it happily walks into every conversation we've ever had about tanking that you've dumped on me. Without a quarterback, you have no future. And a quarterback, I've been actually steadfast in this before Dart was ever drafted. A quarterback can cover up a ton of flaws in an organization. And look, I think that they're going to get a better grasp on a head coach because of the quarterback. And I think there's a lot of bad organizations with good quarterbacks that are winning a lot of games and has been covered up as such. And I think the Giants will probably be the next in line in that.
I'd like to read, if you don't mind, a few of the mentions I received back on social media.
Sure. This is off of the same question.
Off of the question. Don't worry. It's not going to be, so Tommy, would you rather get baked potato for Craig or
I'm just,
put audio clips in for Evan?
I'm so incredibly mad at you right now for that whole
Come
performance
on.
You put on.
Come on.
No, because you know why. I mean, you're just being a jackass. And you're pushing the blame on Gronk now. You don't have me and Sean to put the blame
Tell
on
me,
now.
You're a generational talent. You got to be able to answer those things.
Yeah. I know, but Tiki, let's say you were triplets, and Evan asked you to pick between both of your twins.
Yes.
That's a hard thing to say.
Whichever one
I love Craig, I love Evan.
Whichever one of us was in the Hall of Fame, that's who I would pick.
And I would say that Evan and Craig are different type of head coaches. Craig is a certain type of head coach and treated me a certain way, and Evan treated me a different
but
way.
Don't you
Doesn't
think,
mean that one's wrong.
But don't you think the answer I gave was the answer you could give, which is, hey, bro, I love you. We did a wonderful show together. You left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now sleeping with someone else.
Yeah, but... You know, he's coming back, so if he's reportedly coming back. So
what does that
you just
mean?
Forgive him?
Yeah, like it didn't happen?
Yeah, but somebody becomes your teammate again, and then, yeah, it's back to being on the same side.
I'm not mad at him. I never said one word about being mad. I said, you're asking me who I'd rather sleep with. I'm going to sleep with the person I'm
Why
still
are we
sleeping with.
Now we're sleeping with Craig. I'll get him a soda. I'd rather that than sleep with him.
As long as we have Tommy here. Tommy.
Shut up.
If you had your choice, would you love continuing to work with me? Or
no, I want to get as far away from you as humanly possible.
Same. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Good. There's their answer.
All right. Now, one more. Tommy, is it going to bother
we'll see you?
You
with Craig.
Is it going to bother you if the Lou Gehrig debate series ends forever with this record?
Well, especially because, if that's you remember, right. Tiki docked me a point. It should be tied.
That's right.
The Lou Gehrig debate series should be tied. I won the last debate series, and Tiki took the point off the board. So
That's
if Sean
point.
Were to win 10-9, that would bother me
it
for life.
It would be under protest for life.
Correct. Asterisk.
Mm. Well, a couple things related to that.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do that.
You're gonna change the scoreboard?
No, I'm gonna put an asterisk on it.
All right. Wow. He's adding a little feature to the Tommy Sean Lugash debate series where they debate whenever there needs to be a debate. You know me, I always think like 10 steps ahead. Like, one question, which would be fair, that I was asked by a few people, what time is the Cinco de Fivo? I have thought about that, but I've also thought if Tommy did leave us to go back to his previous lover, what would the Lugash debate series look like? And by the way, I think people are gonna love the answer. Caller driven.
Oh, I like it.
So
like
let's say, for example, the caller's name is Ozzy. It would be the Oz-Ash debate series.
I can't wait for that one. I have one more Lou Gehrig debate series we could do. Tommy, let's debate. Yeah. Who's the better talk show host, Evan Roberts or Craig Carton? Which one do you want to pick?
He'll answer that.
Don't make me answer.
You can say Craig.
I don't want it. I want to go home. I really do. I'm ready to go home.
I'm very proud of myself. I think Craig's one of the best of all time. So I would not be offended by that question. I'd be offended if
I'm not answering the question.
I'd be offended if the question was Evan or Big Mac. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So Nick on social media writes to this Jet Giant who has a brighter future question. And I think this will be a good way to answer to you why someone would say the Jets not having a quarterback. It's hard to say the Giants right now without knowing what their plan is. The Jets clearly have made savvy moves. The front office, and the players are fighting for Aaron Glenn despite the early frustration. And I think that is a great, great point by Nick because the Jets have a plan. Now, are they going to nail it with all their draft picks? I don don't know. Are they going to nail it with the quarterback? So far, they're 0-for-1 if you want to grade them on Justin Fields. But they have a plan.
They have positioning. That's really what it comes down to. No matter what they feel like they need coming in this upcoming draft, they can get it. You have so many assets because of the Cowboys, or not the Cowboys, what pick do you have? It is the Cowboys. Yeah, you have the Cowboys pick.
No, it's the Indianapolis pick this season. And then next
year.
And then
the Cowboys next season.
It's the Dallas second this season.
Right.
And then next year, it's Indianapolis and Dallas.
Right, right. Yes. So you have a lot of assets that you can maneuver around with. And you might move those this year, like this offseason. Like the 2 year from now, you might move this offseason if it helps you get the quarterback that you need.
Absolutely. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. The number. Aaron is in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Aaron? Hello, Aaron. Aaron going once. Aaron fell asleep. I understand. Sometimes it takes us a while to get the calls. Let's go to Eric in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
You guys act like you never slept with an ex-girlfriend before during this conversation. It's kind of funny.
Eric.
Speak our boy, the pool boy, says hello, by the way, and he misses you. You guys got to get back in touch.
No doubt.
Full disclosure, I'm a Raiders fan, so I am an IBO here, and plus I've been living on top of this for quarter of a century. Evan, you're right when you say the buck stops at the top. You didn't go high enough. When ownership starts meddling, as in the case of the Giants, that's where you guys got in trouble. Not you, you're a Jets fan, I get it. Technically, Joe Shane hired Brian Daboll, but he was brought in to work with Daboll. They both came from Buffalo, and Shane worked under Brandon Bean. Dable was the OC there, and he was credited with the development of Josh Allen. Dable was always the target. We know that because Maron Tisch told us at the press conference.
Right.
The number one initiative was to fix Daniel Jones.
Yes.
So the last time the Giants were successful was when Ernie Accorsi hired Tom Coughlin. Ernie Accorsi engineered and executed the trade for Eli Manning. Chain of command. Ownership cuts the checks. GM has the final say on player personnel, picks the head coach. Head coach picks the coordinators. Outside of the unicorn, who we all know, who's Andy Reid, who has the final say on everything in KC, virtually every successful organization operates that way. Eagles, 49ers, Rams, Ravens, Lions, Bears, Packers, Broncos, Bucks, Seahawks. The Patriots started their decline when they fired Scott Pioli. Belichick took over everything. He takes over the war room, and I don't even think he signed any of his first-round draft picks to a second contract.
No, he didn't care about it.
Once they got back to their original model, now we see Drake May and Mike Vrabel as the number one seed in the AFC.
Right.
So virtually all the organizations where the head coach is picked by the owner and then the GM is picked, suck. And mine is head of the class because my GM, by de facto, Tom Brady, is not done torturing us. And my
Well said. They're a mess right now. Yeah, the NFL is so different in terms of, do you hire the coach first? Do you hire the GM first? If you're going to bring in an established head coach, which if I had to guess right now, I could see why the Giants would lean in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that established head coach is going to have a say on if it's Joe Shane picking players or not.
Yeah, because it's necessarily got to be a symbiotic relationship. They have to be on the same page. They have to have the same vision of what a football team looks like. Because if a general manager wants a specific type of player, and the coach is like, well, I don't really like that kind of player, things aren't going to work out.
Right.
So how do you develop that understanding of one another in the very short time frame that you get to interview and potentially hire a coach? Like, it's hard. Unless you have that relationship already, which is, I think, why you see sometimes general managers will and again, the Dave's example is the perfect one. You hire somebody who you already know just because you know them already. You know that you have a good working relationship as opposed to, well, let's just see if this thing pans out. It's a risky way to go about building a relationship that's going to be the most important one in the organization.
No doubt. Steve's in Newark. What's up, Steve? Hello, Steve.
Steve.
Hello, Steve. All right, Steve is gone. We'll go to Victor in Sacramento. What's up, Victor?
Hey, guys, hope you're doing well. Just real quick, I was the caller last week that inspired the grading, so I'm very honored you guys actually did it, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And Tommy doubled down on his worst take of the year by giving Shane another B+. Tommy, just to let you know, secondary was much better when Shane took over than these bums we have.
Well, I don't think that's fair, considering that Holland and Debo have been
fair.
Hurt a lot.
I mean, it is fair.
Well, I don't think it's fair based on the injuries. Okay. So you haven't seen them be healthy.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. But anyway, you guys brought up a couple of moves, and I'll be honest with you, I was getting more and more mad with each move that you guys said because it just shows how many ways he screwed up.
Right, the bad ones.
I just wanted to go rapid fire right now with some moves I agree with and disagree with you guys, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
First off, offensive line better. Yeah, congratulations. That's like putting makeup on a pig. And like Sean said, it's not long-term fixed. Got the QB? Yeah, I know Shane was very convincing yesterday, but I'm still saying that Dart was Dable's guy, okay? Kayvon does not get enough criticism because of how poorly Abdul Carter has played. He has one season where he has double-digit sacks. He has not lived up to fifth overall, okay? Malik Nabers, listen, guys, Giants fans across the board, and I'll keep it PG, get off your knees and stop kissing this guy's ass. I mean, this guy's done. He has one season, okay? And where have we seen this before? A prima donna wide receiver out of LSU on an incomplete Giants team. Oh, yeah, Odell Beckham. So I'm not in love with him. And then finally, the one that really confused me, guys, I don't understand why you gave him an A for declining Jones' fifth-year option, because if he accepted it, if he gave him the fifth year, that fourth year, okay, where he had his best year, there were no rush to give him a long-term contract. They let him prove it again.
Victor, you didn't know he was going to have that year. In fact, most people would have bet that he wasn't going to have that kind of season in 2022. That came out of nowhere. Lest you forget, Daniel Jones led the NFL in turnover percentage. You heard me, correct? turnover percentage. This guy who was a turnover machine for the first 4 years of his career led the NFL with the fewest turnover percentage in the NFL, tied with Jalen Hurts in the NFL in 2022.
Mm.
If you tell me you predicted that, then you are lying out of your ass. So nobody expected Daniel Jones to have that season. So it was a true prove-it season. Give him credit. He had a good season.
Yeah, I think that the discourse after the Shane and Dable hire was more, should they even allow Daniel Jones to be on the team?
100%.
Should they
it's
just
not your
get,
guy. Right. He's been here for 4 years already. Like, do you really need to keep seeing him?
Yeah, it would have been extreme to have picked up that option.
Right.
So judging it fairly would be, yeah.
Who was the quarterback in that draft, Sean?
In that draft?
2022.
That was the Kenny Pickett draft.
Yeah, so there was nobody in the draft.
That was so bad, yeah. That's
why they got stuck with him.
Yeah.
Not stuck with him, because, I mean, I like Daniel, and I think he's going to be fine wherever he ends up.
But it was also set up to be this win-win. Like, if it doesn't work, fine, he's gone, we suck, we'll draft another quarterback, yes. Which I think what the expectation was. And if he's good, which he turned out to be good, you can make a smart decision around keeping him.
Yes, they made a bad decision around keeping him.
Exactly. They made the worst mistake they could make upon that decision.
Right.
Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys. And, you know, no matter what the Giants do, right, they're going to have a better quarterback because they're going to win number one next year and the year after. And they're going to, whoever coach they get, whether they get Tomlin or an experienced coach or maybe one of these young guys, any coach is going to be better than AJ from what we see.
You can't say that.
Play harder.
How could you say that about Aaron Glenn already? It's his first year and the team has played better.
Yeah.
And you're saying no matter who the Giants hire, that guy will definitely be better than Aaron Glenn? You can't say that.
Evan.
Artie.
Listen.
Artie.
Wait, you hear me out, okay?
I'm listening.
You don't have to. Yeah. Like I said, the best part of Aaron Glenn is that they're playing well, but game decisions and all the moves and the press conferences, yeah, the way he dresses, I'm telling you right now, I mean, the only thing that we could say is the wins. That's the only thing.
All that matters, right. Winning. Isn't winning supposed to be what you're trying to do here?
I also think that he's getting better at the media side of this.
Yeah, I think the media thing is completely blown out of proportion. When he was douchey, if you will,
early
to the Jets beat reporters, it sort of became, if you listen to it all the time, which I do and we started to do, it became tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
he wasn't really being the jerk that the quick sound bit kind of sounded like.
Right, because if you take it out of context or just in a vacuum, it does sound like he's being a jerk.
Absolutely.
But
and
a lot of those times, you can tell he's trying to mess with the media.
Right, and so why is that a negative, especially at this point?
Yeah.
Like, I listened to Aaron Glenn this morning. I don't have any clips to play. I don't think anything was worthy of it. But I'll tell you what the message was, and I love this message. His message was, we're not good enough. Our defense isn't playing well enough. Mm. And I'm like, you're damn right. Don't tell me pixie dust and flowers
right. Just
because we beat a crappy team on Sunday. Tell me the truth. And so I like that. That doesn't mean he's going to be Vince Lombardi. It just means to call up the radio and definitively say blindly, whoever the Giants hire will be better than Aaron Glenn is a completely unfair statement.
Yeah, unless it's one of those established head coaches who has had success already.
Right, but that's not being blinded. Right now he's saying blindly that person will be better. Obviously, if it's Mike Tomlin, I think Mike Tomlin's fantastic. But we don't even know if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy and Woodridge, what do you want?
What up, Ozzy?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
No, I was happy to hear that you guys stayed together during this shuffling of programming at WFAN.
So, are you interested if Tommy leaves, wherever he goes, you know, maybe it's just being generational, are you interested as a random caller being a part of the Oz-Ash debate series? Would that intrigue you or not really?
Only if you change it to Oz Ash debate series.
Yeah, but his name is more Ash, so why would we do that?
I know, but he acts like an ass, so if you change it.
Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. There you go. All right.
I have a question. You know, you guys are taking questions, right?
No, we were taking ChatGPT questions, not from you. I'll let you ask it, and then I'll decide if we're going to answer it or not. Go ahead.
First, a suggestion. Calling it the midday show is boring. May I suggest brunch bowl myself, but that's just a suggestion.
That's, you know what? That was actually kind of funny. If that happened, that would be kind of funny. Because I think it's a playoff of bread, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
We
to,
got it.
Thank you. Let's go to Jeff in Brooklyn. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, two things before I get to my point. One, I'm pretty upset about this scheduling change. I like listening to you guys on the way home. So,
well, you know what's great? Though, can I tell you? I will tell you something interesting. Yeah. I'll tell you something very fascinating. If you like listening to us on the way, well, you know what? I want to talk more hypothetically, Jeff, so bear with me. Let's say you drove home at 9 o'clock at night. That was just your hours. Your hours changed. And you're like, damn, man, I love listening to Evan and Tiki, but they're not on at 9 o'clock. They're on at 2 o'clock. You know you could rewind the Odyssey app and actually hear us at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
So it's like this beautiful
idea. Yeah, but I can't interrupt.
What?
I can't interact with you. I can't call up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you lose that. That's true. Maybe I'll start like an email address.
Just take a long lunch break or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely I'll listen to you guys about a lunch break. But yeah, one more thing before I get to my point. We gotta add some, maybe drop Craig in by Boomer. I can't take the morning anymore.
All right. We don't need show critique. We don't need station critiques. I'm not looking for that.
Yeah, let's get back to bashing Joe Shane.
Yeah, actually, let me get back to taking a shot at Tommy because he's a good sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Have you answered the question yet, Tommy?
No.
Okay.
And I won't answer it.
All right, think so.
So when I drive home at night, like at 6:30, maybe I'm not in the mood for Tommy. So I rewind and I listen to the warm-up show with Al Dukes and Jerry Rice.
Would you go all the way back to the morning?
Yeah. 24 hours, you can do it.
I know. That's just a long way to go back.
By the way, speaking of Jerry Recco and Al Dukes, I guess, there's this fad going around right now on the internet where they will tell you the podcast that you listen to the most.
It's not a fad. It's called Unwrapped.
Oh, is that a thing?
It's every year on this week, yes.
Oh, it's a tradition?
Yes.
Oh, so what?
So wait, so who does this?
Spotify does it, and I think maybe Apple does it as well. So they tell you at this point in the year what your top five podcasts this new year, your top five songs you listen to this year.
Gotcha. So everyone is sharing their top podcasts.
Right.
So the infamous ML Football. ML Football is, I think, an aggregator on social media.
Yes.
There was a time in which we all thought ML Football was actually Sonny Carton. Turned out not to be the case. It's someone else.
Forgot about that.
But ML Football is a real person, and this person sent me their top two podcasts that they listen to.
And?
The Rico Borgagna podcast.
No.
The number one podcast they listen to is Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Post-game?
And number two...
Rocco Borgonoi podcast.
Rico Bronya.
Wow.
And so I texted that to Jerry. I almost texted to him like, isn't this depressing for you that you're right next to the Rico? And Jerry was very honored. He was like, nah, that's awesome. Oh,
so they're Met fans, obviously.
ML football?
Yeah, not a lot of football podcasts there, huh?
Well, Al and Jerry's postgame, I'm sure, break down football games.
I mean, it's not talking Giants or one Giant staff. That's weird. I mean, you think that should be one or two.
So you're attacking ML Football for not downloading a football podcast?
I mean, you're a football guy.
Yeah, but sometimes you need a break from what you love.
Or he's just saying he's a football guy. And how do you know football isn't soccer?
Well,
no, ML Football is the NFL.
I know, but it could be soccer.
Well, he doesn't tweet a lot about soccer.
Clearly he's a Met fan because the Rico Bronya is number two.
That's right.
Or he's an Evan fan.
Yeah. Then it would be Evan Teague.
Yeah. But Rocco Borgonoi.
What's your number one podcast?
Mine this year was Talking Giants.
No, the podcast you're on?
Yes.
That you listened to.
Was Talking Giants.
You listened to your own podcast?
Yeah, and I was listening to it before I joined.
How are you?
I only joined in October. It's the whole year it recaps.
How do you check so I can find out my Unwrapped? Because I'd be curious the podcast I listen to.
Do you listen to Spotify? Do you have a Spotify account?
I use Apple.
Yeah, I use the podcast feature on Apple.
Okay, I don't know how to access it on Apple. I just know how to access it on Spotify. So I'm going to ask.
I gotcha. So I may never be able to know that answer.
Yeah. I mean, or you can investigate how to do that.
Or you can guess.
I don't know what my answer is. You know what I think the answer is, and it's really depressing?
What?
I think it's Evan and Tiki so I can find old clips.
Well, that makes sense.
That's not depressing.
You know what my number one song
that's
of the year
for
was?
Numbers.
Yeah.
That's true.
My number one song of the year was Back in the New York Groove because I play it on my speakers every time the Giants scored, and they actually scored this year.
Oh, yeah. You scored a lot.
Yeah.
That is true. That is very, very pathetic.
Mine's probably Star Talks.
Is that Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That's correct.
What's Neil deGrasse Tyson been saying about the alien stuff? Has he been breaking it down?
Not really. We don't know.
Dude, I watched that documentary, bro.
And?
Oh, my God.
And waste of your $14.
We're not alone.
Stop.
We're not alone.
Stop.
Here we go.
What's the name of the documentary again? Undisclosure? Undisclosed?
Age of Disclosure.
Age of Disclosure. Dude, this movie was ridiculous. It was so interesting.
Was there any evidence other than people saying that there were aliens?
No.
Okay, so whatever. I don't believe you.
Yeah, but the people that you trust.
Who do you trust?
Kirsten Gillibrand and Marco Rubio? And all those people that worked for the United States government and secretly was retesting alien spacecraft to repurpose? Like, I trust them.
Retesting?
Yeah, so that we could take the technology. Marco Rubio said he stays up at night thinking about Russia or China getting the alien technology before us.
Or it's probably just Russia or Chinese. More likely Chinese, because Russia doesn't have the resources.
Nah, we've seen vehicles move at a speed and pace that, like, it's not in human history.
So. Do you think every time somebody yells Marco Rubio's name, he yells Polo back?
Hey, Craig, if you're listening, Sean may be available.
I was about to say, you still want Sean?
I don't think the Ukraine is going to appreciate that right now, considering that's what he's doing.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was unaware he was involved there.
Yeah, well, he's the Secretary of State. Like, he's doing serious stuff right now. He's not just doing alien documentaries. At the very beginning of the offseason in Major League Baseball, I'm trying to remember when that offseason began, probably a little bit less than a month ago. We here at Evan and Tiki decided to play a brand new game that you can play at home. It's called Free Agent Bingo. And in Free Agent Bingo, we all predicted where the top free agents would end up. And we did it with a little bit of a point system. If a player re-signs with their team and you are correct about that, you get a point. If that player leaves their team and goes somewhere else, you get 2 points. And we did that with some traded players as well. So Devin Williams signed with the New York Mets the other day. So we have to update our bingo chart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the beautiful thing about baseball. In football, this segment would take like an hour because all the moves happen at the same time. And in baseball, we could take our time and just say, yeah, Devin Williams is a New York Met. Okay, cool. Who's got a bingo?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to our prediction desk with Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, who should we check in on first?
Let's start with me. Devin Williams will stay with the Yankees.
Devin Williams will stay with the Yankees.
Got the New York part right.
Got the city right for him.
Yep.
All right. That's an 0-for-1, but okay. Stay with the Yankees. Who's
no
next?
Points.
Sean Marash.
Atlanta Braves. I got the division right.
Boy, you guys are something.
Still,
no points.
All right. Who's next?
Tiki Barber.
I think he stays.
Stays where?
Half a point?
Half a point.
You don't get a half a point.
Come on, Evan.
The Yankees are not the Mets. The Mets are not the Yankees.
He's a New Yorker.
So far 0-for-3.
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember who I picked or where I picked Devin to go.
I don't remember if you wanted him. I think you did say you wanted him.
No, I my opinion on Devin, again, this is what we think would happen, not what we want. My opinion on Devin was pretty straightforward, which is I would love him as the eighth inning guy for Edwin.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a tremendous combination. And unfortunately, that's the world we live in where we don't know.
Right.
Like, Devin Williams could very well be the closer on opening day for the Mets in 2026. We'll see. They're still pursuing Edwin Diaz. The jury is still out. So, do I like Devin Williams being on the New York Mets in their bullpen? Sure, why not?
Right.
But what will his role be? Anyhow, what did I say? I'm going to go with the Giants. No.
So that's 0-for-3.
Got all team right. In the city, right?
Boy, that's a real stretch. All right, so we all took an offer. Devin Williams signs a 3-year deal with the New York Mets, and none of us got it right.
No blood.
No blood.
No blood.
No points. So far, if you're keeping track at home, Tiki leads 1-0 because he correctly predicted Josh Naylor to stay with the Seattle Mariners. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. It was the first signing of free agency.
Oh, he was giving himself 1 point. You're pointing up. I'm like, do you see a fly or something?
No.
No, he's complimenting himself.
I'm giving myself number one. I'm in first place with 1 point.
I do think we are about to see a little bit of an off-season run here. We are 6 days away from the winter meetings. It will begin on Sunday. Sunday night, it really kicks in. And we're going to see some big guys off the board. Now, will that be Mets? Will that be Yankees? I don't know. And the other thing is, and this is what's making this offseason so challenging, is even when a move is made, your opinion is informed until you know what's next.
Yeah.
And I even think, looking back at the Trent Grisham thing, which a lot of Yankee fans were against, I think that's also the same thing. Because if keeping Trent Grisham doesn't preclude them from getting other players that you want, or maybe even helps them make a trade of Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones and a massive trade for someone else.
Right.
You're going to look at it and say, oh, that was fine. Like, it's really tough to know until you see the other moves. And clearly, Met fans are dealing with that, with the Semien acquisition and now the Devin Williams acquisition.
Yeah, the Semien, acquisition is the one that, because it involved the Nimmo trade, it feels like that's a harbinger of something more, I don't know, vast, not just a move to make a move. Some other things are going to happen behind that Nimmo trade, for sure. It's just a matter of what.
The Mets are involved in a fascinating offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't mean I love it or you love it or it's going to end up great,
if this feels,
but it's
like the,
fascinating.
But it just, you know that the roster is going to be very different than what you expected it going into the offseason.
Yes. I mean, they've
just
already,
because of this,
they've already shown you how different things are going to be.
Right.
The Yankee offseason, I think, is going to be straightforward. Like, they're trying to keep Cody Bellinger.
Are you saying boring?
Well, boring isn't always bad, but yes, I guess for most people would be boring. Like, my guess right now on reading the tea leaves on the Yankees is they're trying to keep Cody Bellinger. Mm. Now, the idea, this is the one thing I do not understand, and we had that debate a few weeks ago on Cody Bellinger versus Kyle Tucker, and to me, it's not a debate. Kyle Tucker's a far better player. But if you don't sign Cody Bellinger, Kyle Tucker being a backup plan doesn't make any sense. He's going to make a ton more money.
Yeah.
Like, when does your backup plan, someone who's going to get double the amount of years... Like, that does not make sense. So I don't buy, as the more I think about it, that they're really going to be involved on Kyle Tucker. But I think they're in on Cody Bellinger. And then I think they will be creative in terms of making a trade. Using Dominguez as a chip. Using Spencer Jones as a chip. Using some of the young pitching that they have as a chip. And with trades, it's tough to predict. You don't know who's going to actually be available.
Right. Well, so, you do know that Sandy Alcantara is available.
I don't know that. We think he is, but is it guaranteed he's going to be moved?
It's just, it's so much noise around him. And it's, that's been going back into last season.
No, but my point is with trades is, especially in that case, when a guy's got 2 years left on their deal, they could very well say, nah, we'll go into the season with this player. And then we'll trade them maybe in July. Or we don't trade him at all. Like, they don't have to trade him.
Unless you get an offer that you just can't refuse.
Right.
But which I think is a great prospect and something else as well, probably.
It wouldn't surprise me, even though you don't feel like starting pitching is the Yankees' biggest need. Wouldn't surprise me if they end up trading for a starting pitcher. Like, you could still see that.
Yeah, well, what became the issue?
I think the issue is the uncertainty in health when it comes to Carlos Rodon and even Gerrit Cole and Clark Schmidt coming off of injury. And then Brian Cashman knows, like, you never have enough starting pitching.
No.
So,
true.
Why not?
Right. If you're going to go to these moments where you're slumping offensively, you just can't score runs, it's better to have three arms that can shut down the opponent. That's the fix.
Absolutely.
It's the easiest fix for when your bats are quiet.
Let's go to the president of the Devin Williams fan club, John in Massbeth. John, what's up, man? I know you're devastated that Devin left. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not devastated. I'm just happy for you, Evan, now that you get to go to a lot of Mets games now. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pathetically.
Yes.
Hypothetically. Unless they're at 1 p.m. start time, then you could, go still find a way to get there quick. But anyways, Devin Williams, I mean, he's now the 24th player the 24th former Yankee that is now a Met under Steve Cohen. And at what point are the Mets just going to stop being the Yankees? We're on pace now for like 15 years from now where Old Timers Day is just going to be the same day for the Mets and Yankees where you just take a bus from Yankee Stadium, take all our players and just ship them on over to Citi Field because chances are about three-quarters of their Old Timers Day roster
is going to be former
Mets.
Let me address this without being a jerk. Like, I'm not going to say, what about Paul Blackburn or any other former Met the Yankees?
The other way, right.
It does go both ways. But here's what I would say to you, and I would say to every single person that makes this tired point, because you're not the only one, John. You're representing many people who say, oh, typical Mets, they're signing a former Yankee. Where's that gotten you? Blah, 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 blah. You have to look at every move on a case-by-case basis. Was it smart for the Mets to sign Juan Soto?
Yes.
I mean, that's a rhetorical question.
Yes. Not even a question.
Yeah. So then, did the Mets sign Juan Soto because he played for the Yankees or because he's a generational talent?
He just coincidentally also happened to play for the Yankees.
Okay. Let's go to Devin Williams. Devin Williams was an elite-level closer until this past year. Even the underlying numbers tell you he still was, despite not pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
He was matured in Milwaukee, where the current Met team president now is the team president of the New York Mets, and the Mets have questions in their bullpens. Does it make sense for the Mets to sign Devin Williams?
Of course it does.
Does it matter that he played for the Yankees?
No, and he was just here for a year as a pit stop.
Cody Bellinger, let's go to him. Knowing his skill sets of first base, outfield, can hit lefties, does it make sense for the Mets to sign Cody Bellinger?
You know, it's funny, because here's what I'm actually starting to hear. It's more of a Yankee issue than a Met issue.
That they're bringing in guys on expiring contracts?
Yes, they're bringing in guys on one-year deals, almost in a desperation move to make themselves more championship viable. Yet, when that player produces, to an extent, second half of the season, at least back third of the season for Devin Williams, all year for Cody Bellinger, now you're screwed. Yankees.
So it's more of a Yankee thing.
It's a Yankee issue because these guys they're 1 year and then they're free.
So then
it's not like you're bringing guys in that perform great and you hang on to them.
Right.
The guys that you've had a couple years, I guess I'm trying to think of the ones that had multiple years on those deals.
Well, the other ones would be Clay Holmes, Harrison Bader.
Sean. What I said to start was we got to go case by case.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think so far you'd all understand why
Clay Holmes is so different. I can't even like.
No, Evan's doing it the right way. I'm saying the reaction is there's an abundance of these guys.
I understand that, but Clay Holmes didn't go to the Mets as a reliever or as the closer. It's a completely new role for him,
right?
With the Mets
and the others.
And again, it's something that the Yankees didn't think about.
The other thing that's really important here, and I think it's a small fact, I'm not even going to say it's a major factor, is whenever the Yankees or the Mets acquire a player, one of the questions we automatically ask is, can they handle New York?
Yeah.
Don't you think there's almost a benefit
100%.
To a player participating in New York baseball before you sign him?
You don't have to answer the question. You don't have to ask the question at all.
I mean, I think about it on the Yankee side of things. Now, I know that maybe Pete Alonso isn't the right fit for you, but Edwin Diaz is a great example. Would you not be more interested in Edwin Diaz because he showed you he could close in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, Sean.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not about I'm sticking it to the Mets or
I'm
getting Mets leftovers.
Absolutely.
You are more. He's already great, but you're probably a little bit more drawn in by the fact that you know, okay, he can handle New York and he can face major adversity like he did his first year here.
Yes and no. I have to retract it. This is not taking a one of the Mets. I think there's a different kind of pressure with pitching with the Yankees. So I don't. He can handle.
But there's pressure in New York, like, Sean.
Evan, I know what you're saying, but I think it matters more from a Met taking a Yankee.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
Because he's a troll.
Because the Mets are.
The Yankees are always in October every single year. There's a different pressure comes with the. Are we really ignoring that? The Mets have not established that same pressure of pitching in New York.
They haven't, but shouldn't they be in that conversation
now? They're getting there. And I think that's a conversation to have in another 2-3 years. But we're denying reality if we don't think there's a different pressure playing and pitching for the Yankees and the Mets historically. There just is.
Tommy.
Yep.
Get the clips out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go on trial right now. No more screwing around.
Who?
You.
Why?
Happy anniversary.
Mm. Happy anniversary of what?
Happy anniversary, Tiki.
Well, thank you.
Happy anniversary to something that happened on this radio show 1 year ago today. happy anniversary. So I'm going to start with this clip. Just to give you an idea of which one I want to play first, Tommy.
I got to run to the restroom. Have fun.
You forgot my name already?
No, you're going to stay right here. It's the one about texting, about the mom. Okay.
To his mom.
To the mom. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 year ago today, Sean Morash on Evan and Tiki. Go ahead.
What does that mean? What does that mean is the first thing I did last night after the Rangers got demolished and I heard Jack Curry's comments was I texted my mommy. And I said, Mommy, you've been asking what to get me for Christmas. It is safe now. You're ordering me a number 22, size extra large, road gray, Yankee jersey.
Hold on a second.
Because it's over.
It's over? Can you go on and continue? Because I'm not sure what you mean by it's over.
It is over. Just like I've said from the beginning, when the Yankees want one of their own free agents, and we clearly hear all over several meetings, when they want one, they keep them. It is over. Met fans, pivot to Bregman now. You might as well get it out of your head. I don't want to see you guys get... It'd be horrible. You know, you guys already got gashed in the NLCS. You don't want to get your hopes up and get crushed again.
Why are you turning this into trash talking us?
Because I care about you guys.
You care about us? Get in here and wear your freaking out. That's Juan Soto 1 year ago today here on WFAN. Texting your mommy, road grays, it's over. I don't want Met fans' feelings hurt. Get in here and put your L on.
I'm actually not going to put my L on because in the immediacy, including on your dopey podcast of him signing, I admitted how wrong I was and owned the L at that time. So what is your big reveal here?
You don't remember that.
Happy anniversary. Tiki doesn't remember it. Get in
I don't remember me saying how wrong I was. No, I bled out for a week on that with how wrong I was. Shove the L up your canister.
Wow.
All right, I'm refusing. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. I already paid my dues for that.
When did Juan Soto sign?
December 12th, I think.
Oh, so right after that.
Yeah, about 9 days
later.
And
I own the crap out of that.
Sean, that was a great defense. I respect it. We have rules around here. It has to be unanimous for one to have to wear an L.
I already wore the L for this.
Okay, that's your defense, and I respect it. Mm. Tommy, should he wear an L?
Absolutely.
Good. Mm. Evan Roberts, should he wear an L? Oh, I'm talking to myself. Mm. I think so.
Did you actually wear the L?
I 100% did. You guys, Evan laughed at me, him and Tommy. I absolutely did this. But get Dan to dig it up, and if not, put the L on Craig and Chris. I'm not doing it.
I would go as far as saying the L did not even exist when Juan Soto signed with the Mets.
The original L did.
No, I thought the original L was first worn with the Saquon Barkley bad take that you had. I don't think anybody wore an L before
that. By the way, if it didn't, the other rules in the Constitution were you can't wear an L for something that existed before the L existed either.
Damn it!
You're right.
So either I wore it already or
it we got to be fair, though. I could be wrong. Ask
no, Dan. No. He was about to wear the L, but that last part was, he's right.
All right, you're good.
The Constitution of the L rules here on Evan and Tiki, no matter what time we're on, always says that it has to have been an L you take after the Constitution was written, and the Constitution was written less than a year ago.
Yes, you're grandfathered into safety.
You're grandfathered into Noel, but nevertheless, those clips were fun. So.
Okay, they were, and I'm embarrassed and ashamed for you, Evan. Because you should know better. Look, there's a million things you can get me on, and I squirm out of a hole. This was the one thing. I fought my way with Saquon. When the Mets signed Soto, even as the season went on, it was the one thing I never ran and hid from was how much I missed him and how wrong I was.
All right, you're right. Tommy, erotic. Do you know the erotic clip I'm referring to?
Here we go. There's something else?
Yes.
I also got a Ben Reister.
Is this the Abdul Carter?
Yes. No, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
This was from yesterday?
No. Since Sean is like, I don't accept this. That was a year ago. Who cares? I present to you Sean Morash talking about Abdul Carter on April 25th.
I'm full on erotic about Abdul Carter.
How about that one?
You knew that Wesley Steinberg tweet was coming out there, Sean. You were ahead of the curve on it.
Much like most things, after you're erotic, sunken.
Are you still erotic for Abdul Carter?
As soft as can be.
I'm full on erotic about Abdul Carter.
By the way, Tiki, you can laugh all you want. I got clips of you, too. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, this is the Tiki clip on Abdul Carter. I'm sorry. And by the way, speaking of L's, I will tell you this before Tommy finds the rest of the Abdul Carter stuff. Last night, a guy emailed me, therico@gmail.com. And I respond once in a while, but usually if it's Mets related, I'll save it for the Rico. But a lot of people will email me about non-Rico stuff.
Or stuff we talk about on this show.
Okay. I said something yesterday that so pissed someone off. They demanded I wear an L. I responded, and we fought with each other all night going back and forth. Via email.
Wow.
The topic
That's
is
hard to do, Evan.
I know. And by the way, if I gave you 100 guesses on the topic and what I said yesterday that caused this person to be annoyed, you would literally never get it.
So it happened on our show.
On our show yesterday.
Something we talked about yesterday that pissed a caller off.
Something I said specifically. You did not say it. You were learning because you didn't know. And you were like, Evan, tell me more about ba-ba-ba. I said something, and the guy was so pissed.
Oh, I remember asking this question. Now I forget what it was, though.
You want to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I called Phil Jackson.
That's right.
The 12th man on the New York Knicks.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So this guy emails me.
Because I was asking why Clyde
took
a shot at him.
So he emails me, educate yourself. Mm. Where and else, since you hold everyone else accountable, Phil Jackson was not the 12th man on the Knicks. So I write him back and say, look, in 1973, you were right. He played like the fifth most minutes. He was a key player off the bench. I think the rest of his career, I'm right, but I'll give you that. I thought that was a peace offering. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, he wasn't, and you should wear an L. I literally went through every season of Phil Jackson's career and showed this man an email where he ranked in minutes per game on the Knicks and eventually the Nets.
Yeah.
And it was 9th, it was 10th, it was 9th, it was 11th, it was 9th. It was 14th with the Nets. It was 13th. And I said, okay, so he averaged basically getting the 9th to 10th most minutes on his basketball team. Would you not admit, sir, that I wasn't that far off?
And he wouldn't let you off the hook?
He ended it by saying, I really appreciate that you did research and kept emailing. We argue about Phil Jackson all night.
Phil Jackson.
Anyhow, I'm sorry. Let's get back to the point of making fun of Tiki and Morash about Abdul Carter past comments.
Let's hear it.
Want to do the Tiki comment? Okay, here's Tiki Barber on Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter is a win.
Yeah.
He's a win.
Yeah, it was four wins you gave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a win.
Yeah. Here's Sean Morash talking about the failure potential.
This is the draft, right?
It doesn't matter when it was. Why does that matter?
Because it does matter.
It's the day after. Here's Sean Morash talking about the failure potential. Because I said to Sean, you never know. Guys could bust out in the NFL. And when I said failure potential, Sean said this.
I think the failure potential of Abdul Carter is not there. And I'm just saying, if he wants
because
there was Lawrence Taylor.
There's no failure potential? Mm. That's a rough one.
He's not Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was immediate.
Immediate. And all I was saying to him and you was not that I thought he'd be a bust. And by the way, he still may not be a bust.
Probably not going to be a bust.
We don't know. That was my point last year, though.
He's got to stop being a knucklehead. He's not going to be a bust. Because he's a good football player. Mm-hmm. It's not like you look at him and say, dude, this dude can't play in the league. You look at him and say, this guy's got to get his head on right. That's really what this is about with him.
Okay.
Now, that also might not happen, but it's not because he's not good enough as an athlete.
A bust is a tricky word because if he's not a perennial Pro Bowl player, he's a massive disappointment. That doesn't necessarily make you a bust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I agree with you. It's like Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yes.
We've talked about multiple
times.
He's
not a bust.
He's not a bust.
He's just not as good as we.
But he's not on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. And I think when you're taking that high, the pressure is very, very different. All right, quick break. I know we've hit you with a lot of stuff in the last 25 minutes. You can always rewind it on the Odyssey app if you want to like rehear it and say, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. What was that clip of Sean Morash? Sean's got his Cinco de Fivo coming up in just a few minutes. And more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, Jonathan Vilma, I need to pick on him one more time.
He didn't even call a game.
He said something else during the Jets game that is unforgivable. Mm. And I will play it for you coming up, and I'm sorry. It was so bad, I don't think he should be allowed to call another Jets game.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. We'll play you that clip coming up at exactly 5:12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.